To discuss that more, we're joined by a former U.S. Army psychological warfare officer, Scott Bennett. Thank you very much, Mr. Bennett, once again for joining us on Press TV. Now, regarding this recent development, it seems that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and countries providing arms to Saudi Arabia are finally waking up and smelling the coffee.
Very appropriate way of describing it. I think the moral conscience of Europe is finally being pricked awake. They're finally actually standing up and recognizing that the genocide Saudi Arabia has engaged against Yemen is intolerable, and the world is standing against any country that supports it. That's why Israel is so desperate to try and make international relationships, such as Netanyahu going to the Philippines and trying to assuage Bashar Assad and reconnect with Syria and Russia. This is a sign of a decrepit and degenerate and weakening and retreating Saudi Arabia, Israeli, U.S., NATO cabal. And it should only be quickened. And I would say that Yemen and Iran and Russia need to engage in an information operation stance to open up diplomatic ties and conversations about the fact that Iran and Russia and Yemen and the whole new Middle East that is arising out of the ashes of the Western ruin juggernaut, the new Middle East is going to be one of peace and prosperity and stability. And the old Middle East, which was dominated by the tyranny and the bloodshed and the cultural cannibalism of Saudi Arabia and Israel and America, those days are over with, thank God. The nightmare which the U.S. tried to impose upon the world is waking up to a new dawn, and I think that's what you see.
Mr. Bennett, how hopeful are you to see other countries following suit, especially countries like France, for example?
Well, I think Macron of France is going to be ousted very soon. I think he stole the election essentially against Le Pen, but I think he's going to be removed very soon, and perhaps Le Pen or a more of a conservative right-leaning leader will stand up, but not in a militant way as we've seen in the past. I think the European people are divorcing themselves from the Western American-led juggernaut and ruinous campaign of war, and that's why Europe is rising up with right-wing parties and things like that to stop the destruction of the Middle East, which has caused so much cultural havoc and refugees and disintegration in Europe. It's not that Europe right-wing groups are going to stand up and engage in militarism against the Middle East. In fact, the right-wing groups that will stand up will stop the militarism against the Middle East. So I'm very hopeful that we'll see Sweden and France and Germany get rid of Macron, get rid of Angela Merkel, get rid of the British political leadership, and put in new leaders that will follow suit, that will say, we are done with these American-dominated wars of insanity that are led by insane men such as John Bolton and Obama and George W. Bush and Nikki Haley and Mike Pompeo. We're not following America anymore. In fact, we're going to be following Vladimir Putin, Russia. We're going to be seeking new ties with Iran, India, China, in divorcing ourselves from this regime of regime change and the destabilization of nations, which the United States has really gone public and said its agenda is to create quagmires. So the American agenda of creating quagmires and conflict in the Middle East is being seen for what it is, a disease that Europe cannot survive. So as a result, it's building up political antibodies to purge these philosophies and these political leaders out of the European decision-making process. So I'm very encouraged that we'll see more and more people, more and more nations stand up and side with ending these wars, divorcing themselves from the Wahhabi, Salafist, Saudi Arabian poison, which really is the heresy of a false Islam, and has given Islam the worst insult and ruinous name. And I think European countries are rising up, and I think they'll look at Iran as part of the savior to Islam's true name. They will see Iran is the real symbolism of what Islam is: peace and prosperity, tolerance and stability. And they'll also see Bashar Assad in that light. So I think we're witnessing the death and disintegration of the Saudi Arabian Israeli Western war machine that used the Wahhabists as a mercenary force, and we'll see a supplanting of that and a replacement of that. And I think Qatar is going to learn its lesson and divorce itself entirely from Saudi Arabia and perhaps politically align with Iran in a way that it's never done before. So Iran is in a very powerful position.
I'm very sorry to cut you off. We're running out of time, but I would like you to add a quick note. You use the term genocide regarding the massacre of the Yemenis by the Saudi Arabian army and its allies. And of course, we've seen lesser incidents happening elsewhere in the world, and we've seen UN intervention, NATO intervention. In this case, we're not seeing any kind of international intervention. Could you give us a quick note regarding that?
Well, I think Europe is the most sensitive block of nations to the word genocide, and they're recognizing that Saudi Arabia has been engaged in nothing short of a genocide of the Yemen people. For God's sake, they've been bombing and murdering children on school buses. They've been starving and poisoning the Yemeni people. Babies at their mother's womb and at their mother's breasts have been murdered by the Saudi Arabians. And it's now coming to full light, the murderous, monstrous, demonic personality of the Saudi Arabian Wahhabism. And Europe is distancing itself because Europe still has the remnants of World War II's genocide, and they are not going to be labeled supporters or enablers of genocide. And I hope and pray Donald Trump is as wise to divorce himself and follow the lead of Europe and to stop supporting this Saudi Arabian genocide and really stop supporting the Israeli genocide, which is the most grotesque apartheid racist regime in a Zionist intolerant Nazi way that we've ever seen in the history of the planet. So the word genocide is very advisedly used, and I think nations such as Sweden and Denmark and Finland, the Scandinavian nations, are leading the way because they have more of a tolerant philosophy, but they've also been victimized by the Western destabilization of the Middle East most, because most of the refugees that have been flooding up into these countries have caused a lot of upheaval and disintegration, and it's caused a lot of friction. So they're looking to repair that, but the first step of stopping their own disintegration is to stop the disintegration of the Middle East. Stop the Western wars against the Middle East, and you will stop the destabilization of Europe. Putin has said that, Iran has said that, Syria has said that, even Turkey has said that. Turkey is changing its mind too. Turkey is very well aware that it is now in a position where if it chooses to side with the U.S., it will suffer the fate of Iraq and nearly Syria. If Turkey changes and goes to the side of Iran and Russia, Turkey will survive.
Thank you very much.
So I think they're learning.
Thank you very much, Mr. Scott Bennett, former U.S. Army psychological warfare officer, joining us live with his take regarding the recent developments in Yemen.